Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right now? Yep.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, boys. A little fresher today?
Yeah.
A little bit more sleep was had.
Head back up above water post-election. Yes.
Nice. Wanted to ask you a question before you guys get into whatever you had planned today. How do you go about if it's your kid's birthday? Have you ever, because are you, is there an expectation when you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming your way? Like, do you expect the restaurant to do anything? Or give me kind of your thoughts and I'll tell you what happened.
Yes,
I agree. You would say, you know, especially if it's a child. Oh, it's, you know, Jimmy's birthday here today. All right. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Make a note
Jimmy's
of it.
Birthday.
You expect something with a candle or a sparkler or something.
It doesn't need to be coming in singing or all that, but it'd be nice.
No.
You know, nice little gesture.
Yeah, I don't need the, I know there's some places that bring like a, like one of those stationary horses, and you know they'll do the lasso deal. They make a big deal of it, or if you go to a different bar. Yeah. But so last week I had to go to Iowa City. My son turned; he had his birthday, and it was just me and him on Friday. So we went out to a big lunch. So it's a little bit different, but a very nice. My kid's a foodie; he loves cooking. Like it's one of his deals. So we went to a really nice little lunch spot. Got this unbelievable pork chop, by the way. Unbelievable pork chop.
All right.
And as we're going, the guy's like, oh, any special, anything special? But, you know, we're here for hockey. And then I kind of do, as my kid was, like, looking at his phone or doing whatever he's doing, I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool. Okay, got the thumb, whatever. So we order our food. We get, like, we got an app, got food. You know, this wasn't like it wasn't like a cheap joint either. Okay, so just keep that in mind.
All right.
And then as we come, he goes, "You guys want anything else?" And I'm like, "Nope, we're good." And he brings the bill, and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird. So was I supposed to say yes? We'd like the birthday cake that I told you about when old boy was here.
Yeah.
Or like, I started questioning, did I push this on him because I told him it was his birthday? And the whole thing was just, it was a really weird deal. And I just was wondering, did I have unfair expectations for this waiter to bring us out like a two-day-old cupcake with a, you know, with a candle in it? I was confused.
I don't think there's unfair expectations, because even if he had brought it out and put that on your bill, you wouldn't have been upset about that. It's not like
100%.
You were expecting something
free. Yeah, no problem.
Also, he asked. Yes. Are we celebrating something special today?
He did say, what do you do? Well, it was, in fairness to him, he said, well, what are you guys doing here? I mean, my kid was, you know, not disheveled by any stretch, but obviously he just played a game. So, and then, but I did the old, you know, this, oh, yeah, well, you know, because I was expecting, again, I wasn't expecting the whole staff to come out and make it a big blanking deal, but I just thought the whole thing was awkward. It's the first time that's ever happened. And it wasn't, again, this wasn't like I was at Chucky's Diner, which actually I think if I was at Chucky's Diner, I'm getting a stack of pancakes with 16 candles in it. But this was a very, and then to top it all off, a group next to us, they're doing a blanket birthday party. They scheduled the birthday party. They got staff out there. They're bringing them torts and cakes and ice cream and the whole thing. So it was an awkward operation from the jump.
When you were in high school, did you ever surprise a friend with a birthday when you were at dinner, like even though it wasn't their birthday?
Oh, we did that all the time. Yeah. It's Frankie's birthday. Oh, okay. And then they bring it out. They make a big deal. And you put Frankie in a weird spot. Like, am I going to bust my boys and say, it ain't really my birthday? Everybody always just embraces it. It's not like anyone ever asks for an ID if it actually is your birthday. So the whole thing, it made me ponder, like, where we're at in society with birthdays. Is it a faux pas, social faux pas, to let him know that it's his birthday? And then if it's 2 days earlier, can you still? I'm of the belief if you're within a 5-day window, it's your birthday. That's how I look
at it. Yeah, yeah. And when that celebration occurs, right, can occur anytime on that continuum. And
yes,
therefore, you
right.
are Justin saying, yes, we're here celebrating Max's birthday. Right. I think that should have happened. I definitely think that something should have been brought.
I couldn't agree more.
Even if they charged you for it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Yes. No problem if you charge it.
Right.
None.
If they did, though, I still would have looked at the bill and said, charge me for the cupcake. Okay. You know, like, I guess I asked
$6
for it.
$6.
Like, super passive aggressively. You would have done it passive aggressively. And so then the question is, if you have a 5-day window and you go out a second time, do you go back to that well or it's only a one and done?
No, new venue? Totally new operation.
Yeah.
You go back
new venue. I wanted to go back to that spot again because the food was great. I wanted to go back and try it again just to see if it was just the company policy or if it was actually the waiter. But alas, I did not.
Go back again. Hey, still his birthday.
Hey, it's his just birthday, bro. Know. Yeah, it's his birthday again, and he's still not getting any ice cream.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tosh. I guess we'll talk some Packers tomorrow. 7:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.